So, could you tell us, Eva, when and where you were born?
Well, I was born on Bond Street, but I don't remember anything after that. I was busy taking care of that one.
Were you born in the house?
Or
were you born
in the house. Had her in the house too. In those days, that's what no hospitals. In my days, I had her home on Kilburn Street.
Now, what did your parents do for a living?
My father was, he done a couple, but he was selling insurance, but he had a wagon and a horse, and he delivered some milk, you know, bottles of milk. I used to live around there, and my uncle had a little store there too, but we live on Eastern Avenue.
What school did you go to?
I don't remember, it was on Eastern Avenue.
Oh, the Watson, maybe.
Okay. Well, the Watson's further up, I think. That's when I was older. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking that maybe that school isn't there anymore.
No, it's not there.
Okay.
No. Well, that was when I was like a young kid.
Yeah.
Now, After that, I went to Notre Dame. I lived around there, Notre Dame.
So did your parents, did they work in the mills?
My mother did, just for a little while, not that much, you know, because she had a few kids. I was the oldest one. But she had some time off, and then she knew, you know, somebody to take care of us, and she went to work, but not that long.
And what did you have for brothers and sisters? So you were the oldest, and who else did you have?
I had another sister. She was eight years younger than me. I had a brother, so I was the first one. Then I had another sister, so we were four.
We were four.
Now, were your parents from Canada, maybe?
Some of the parents were, but mine were more around here.
Oh, the grandparents were from Canada.
Yeah, grandparents were.
So your parents were from
Canada. Canada. You know what I said? Canada?
Canada?
Canada.
Oh, Canada.
But your mother and father were from Fall River?
Yeah.
Now, how about the house where you grew up? What was that like? Do you remember what the house was like? That was on
Eastern Avenue. The house is still there. Yeah.
And so what floor did you live on?
Second floor.
And do you remember anything about it? Did it have like a stove?
We had a big belly stove, you know, and we must have burned some wood and the coal.
Now, when you were young, did you have to do anything in the house or did...
No.
No, the parents, they did everything.
That's why I'm okay. See, I didn't do no work.
You mean you didn't cook with your mother? You didn't try to cook?
No. In our days, they didn't do that. But later on, I made up for it.
Now, how about your family? Did you do things together, like on the weekends when your parents weren't working?
Or? Not much. We'd stick around the house. And
You played outside?
Yeah, and I used to play baseball with my niece. And Loretta, is that my cousin, my niece? And we used to play ball in the yard, and this was my bat. You see? They throw the ball. That's all they had, what they had then. They had nothing then.
You know? Right, you didn't play marbles or any of that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'd win sometimes. Sometimes I'd lose. I'd go over with a bag full. The next day, it was empty.
You know? And hopscotch. Yeah. How about hopscotch?
Oh, I done all that. I jump rope.
Now, how about on the holidays, like on Thanksgiving? Was it just your family or did other people?
In our days, it was just the family. And then as we got older, well, we went to the in-laws, you know, and all that. I was still young, but good enough to go to
You went to visit relatives?
That's what it was. Like.
So on Christmas, did you hang up stockings or did you not do that?
No, we had nothing.
Not like the end of
We had nothing, no.
Had nothing. Yeah. But you must have gotten some little presents.
Yeah,
on
we were.
You were happy with what you got, I'm sure.
Not sure.
Did you speak French in your house?
All the time. And then when we went to Notre Dame, then they went English, you know me? Say, but I was better in French than English, but it didn't take me long to get back, you know, to the...
But you still speak French,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah,
can you read French also? Can you read it or just speak it?
I can read better than speak it. I still know my French. And I look at that and say, I'm slow, though. But I'm better than... Yeah.
And the nuns. You had the nuns in the Notre Dame. Grandparents? Were your grandparents in Fall River?
They were around my house. Yeah, we were around, yeah.
And so... Your family, what did you do for fun? Like if you had, did you do anything? Did you go anywhere?
Not that much. I'm going to bring my uncle in there. He had the buggy what do you call it, the horse and buggy. And I got a picture of that. I'm sitting next to my uncle. See, that's all. And then as for, we played in a yard, and there was a hill, two, three houses from us, and then we go down there. When there was snow, we go down there. Very simple, very simple, yeah.
Life was simpler then, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
So much simpler.
I feel as though I'm rich now, you know, but...
Because you have a beautiful home here with, yeah, with relatives.
Oh, yeah.
How about school? So you said that you went to...
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
Yeah.
And do you remember anything about it, or...?
Notre Dame, no, let me see, Notre Dame. No, Notre Dame is all right. Then I went to... I had to change when I moved to Watson School.
Oh, you went to the Watson
School, yeah. And, I went to, what's the name of that one? That was like a high school. Which one was it? I don't know. It was a high school, and I didn't like the gang that was there. They used to hang in the corner, so I didn't like the place, so I stayed home.
So you didn't go to Durfee?
No.
No, you stayed home.
No, because I left Durfee, and I come home, and I didn't go back. So the truant officer in those days, they come and get me. One man comes over, and he says, why, you know, he was nice, though, you know. And I told him, I said, well, my mother's sick, you know. I said, she was sick in there. And I said, that's why I stay home for her.
Was that true? Was that a true
thing? Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, that was it for him. That was for him.
Oh, for him.
That was for him. So he must have seen my mother. She looked okay. He looks at me. He says, well, says, I think you should go back to school. That's okay. So my uncle at Charlton Mill, and he was working there, my uncle. And he says, you want a job? I says, yeah. He says, go get your school card. So I went to get my school card, and I started to work. So
and how old were you?
I was about 15 or 16, yeah. Yeah. Wow. So he gave me a job, and then, you know, then I met my boyfriend. After so many years, he was working there, so.
And is that who you married?
Huh?
Was that your husband?
Hmm.
Oh, so you met him when you were young.
Yeah. Well, see, in those days, they had no college. So you either work, or you don't work, or you just hang around, or just go work in a store. Yeah. But today... They all go to
it's
college.
Different. It's different.
So it's different age.
Right, and times are different. But I'm sure in those days, they all your friends worked.
And they had no money. No. They couldn't, you know.
Now, how about your clothes in those days? Did you make your own clothes?
No. My mother bought that, you know.
Nice.
And a man had come around the house, a dollar, you know. A dollar each time he'd come. And we bought some of that. I just had, but enough.
Didn't
they get by. Right. Cotton dress and this, that, you know, yeah.
And how about in the mill, did you bring your own lunch? Did you bring your lunch when you worked there? Do you remember?
No, because I was working from six in the morning to 12 at noontime. So I'd go,
I'd come back home.
And the week after, I was working at 12 to 6. 6 to 12, then the other one was 12 at noontime.
Oh, so you had different shifts.
Two shifts, yeah. One year, yeah.
So you didn't have to take a lunch because you would be home for lunch. Mm. Now, how about your friends? Do you remember any of your friends when you were young? Or?
Well, we didn't go out. We didn't do anything. But we had neighbors
in the neighborhood
across the street. Mm-hmm. And so we made friends there. And I was there until I got married and then moved away from there.
Yeah, how did you get to the mill? How did you walk to the mill?
No, we started with the choo-choo train. Choo-choo train on Eastern Avenue. Downtown, get out downtown, get one, go on South End, because that was pretty far. And then the next week would be 12 to 6. See, 6 in the morning. And so I used to get up early in the morning. And now when I see them do that, I said, oh, my God, you get up early. Then you did the same thing, you know. See how different it is?
See?
Yeah.
Now I know, but that's what's kept you the way you are.
I don't know. I kept going. I don't know.
Now, your husband worked in the same mill eventually?
Yeah, that's where he met me. He was lucky.
Now, what did you do on dates? Did you go
No, we to went
the
to the movies.
Movies.
Capitol show there downtown. Yeah, I went there, and we'd go and eat. And I was so bashful. You wouldn't think so today.
Right.
But I was so bashful. And he looks at me, he says, aren't you going to eat? So, you know, I'm bashful. So I think we had ordered pie and ice cream. So I said, you know, he says, look at me. He says, all you do is just take a bite. You know, I mean, that's all you have to do, you know. But after I was married, well, I woke up.
Well, before you married, you don't want him to think you eat too much. He won't marry you.
No, but everybody is so surprised. You were
bashful.
Bashful. And to see me now, they said, you? I says, yeah. I said,
now, how old were you when you got married?
Almost 19.
Oh, so you were young.
Yeah. Well, it was in those days, yeah.
That was right. You know, yeah. And so were you married at the church or at the house?
Yeah, Notre Dame.
Oh, at Notre Dame.
Oh, in the old Notre Dame? This, the one that burned down?
Yeah, it was at the Stop and Shop there on Pleasant Street. And I could see a lot of smoke. Somebody come in and I says, wow, I says, there must be a big fire over there. And she tells me, she says, Notre Dame, it's all on fire. I look at her, I says, not the church. Well, I was angry, it was the church. But
after you got married, did you go on a honeymoon? Or?
Yeah, we went on a big trip. We went to Boston.
Well, in those days, that was a big trip.
And then he used to get some money, the work he was doing. And he says, you want to call up? And he says, we can stay maybe a week longer, you know? I said, no, we can go home. I said, we'll do okay. So we didn't stay there. We come home, and the money we got, he bought a chair with it, you know, a rocker.
Yeah. Oh, we bought a rocking chair.
So what did you do in Boston? What kind of fun did you have in Boston?
Well, we had some, it's not the movies, it was real people.
Oh, like a play?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've seen quite a few of those. We went shopping at Woolworth, and I bought some earrings. And the little boy, when we come home, he says to his mother, he says, what she got there? They didn't even know I had earrings, you know? So he looks at me. So I says, hey, that's it. I bought some earrings, yeah.
So did you stay there a few days or...?
Yeah, I think maybe a week.
How did you get there? How'd you get to Boston?
Well, his brother had a car, and he brought us to there.
Oh, that was
downtown,
nice.
Downtown, yeah.
And you had to stay in a hotel?
Yeah.
Was that the first time you were in a hotel?
The first time for everything, yeah.
We're not going to go there, you.
No, but... what I knew way up, not that long ago, where it was. And I think it was $11 or something like that. But anyway, I forgot that one.
You had your reception at the Eagles downtown.
Oh, you had your reception at the Eagles? Your wedding reception was at the Eagles?
Yeah.
Oh, that must have been nice.
That was nice.
I think that was the place to go in those days.
That's it, yeah. That's all. So
that was pretty.
He's the one that you know.
That was pretty classy.
Yeah. Hey, that.
So now, after you were married, did you go back to work in the mill while you were waiting before Doris was born?
Yeah, I worked on Main Street. I was working with the chip man, the potato chip. I was filling those up. I worked downtown at Gorin's store.
Okay.
And. It was a knick-knack store, and I wanted more hours, and they couldn't give me that, you know, so I let go. People come in, they want a certain thing. That was me. I says, I'll go check in the back, see if there's something there. Some people say, oh, that's all we got, because I've been there, you know. So I went in the back, and I tell them, I'm sorry, you know, I couldn't give it to them. So I had that, a knick-knack, and I was busy.
So you didn't work in one of the fabric mills?
No.
I just want to jump back a little bit, Ava. When you were at the Charlton Mill, what kind of work did you do in the Charlton Mill?
Oh, that's a funny one. They bring me a little container. They had a bobbin, wooden bobbin, and you put it in that machine. Press a button, and you turn it, and it fills it up.
When
it's full, you take it off, put it in that container. When that's full, somebody picks it up. So that's what I was doing.
So you filled the bobbins all day?
Yeah.
All different colored thread, like black, brown?
Yeah. And my husband was working in the other room, he was making, putting the thread on a big roll, you know, and that went on another machine. So he had that, so that's how he knew me. Yeah. He was lucky he met me.
He was lucky he met you.
So what did the Charlton Mill make?
Well, it was all that cotton stuff. And when I was living across the street, after I was married, I was living, and you hear the noise, blum, 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 those machines makes a lot of noise, you know. So that's what they used to do, fill up big ones like that, then they shove them out.
Other people pick it up. So they didn't make, like, dresses or coats or anything. They made the cloth.
Yeah.
So when did you stop working there? When Doris was born?
No, before that, because that's when I wasn't going to school, remember? My uncle says, you want a job? I says, yeah. He gave me a job, so I went to work. Wow. That was my job. Now I bet I get a better job.
So when you were married and you and your husband, you would cook every night, I'm sure. What different things would you cook?
Me?
For dinner?
Oh, everything.
And did your mother and father like your husbands? Did he?
I guess so. But in those days, they didn't talk like that. Yeah. You know, they don't make such big things.
Did they know each other? They know the families?
No, they only met him one day. I had a nice, beautiful mother-in-law.
Oh, that's nice.
A lot of people, you hear them, you know, say, oh my God, my mother-in-law, blah, 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 you know. And I listened to that, and I couldn't take that because I didn't have that.
Where did he live? Where did he live?
On Kilburn Street. And they were living in a house near the water. Then there was another house over here, and that belonged to them. So we moved in, so they gave us the third floor because there was somebody in the first and the second, you know. So that's where we live until we come next door.
On Kilburn Street. The house is there. I think the houses were owned by the mill, the Berkshire.
Yeah,
Berkshire mill.
Yeah,
so
you were
living in Berkshire property?
My husband's father worked there.
In the Berkshire?
Yeah, my husband did. He was a carpenter, so he was all over. He had a truck, and he was, you know, that was his
work.
Now,
did you have a radio when you were younger, when you were first married?
That's all we had.
No TV?
No.
But you were happy.
Yeah, hey, that's all they had.
So how about in the mill? Do you remember, like, did it smell of anything, or was it just...
No.
Was it noisy?
You went to work, was fine, no.
Was it noisy?
Well, you hear...
The machines?
Well, like, further up, you hear, brum, 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 you know, a little bit.
And how about the men that were in charge? They were all nice and...
It was just my uncle for that part of the place.
Oh, so you worked for a relative.
Yeah. He was good.
He was good to you because you...
Yeah, he married my sister, my mother's sister.
Right, so you had...
Yeah.
So you were lucky that you worked with someone that you knew.
I was lucky all the way, right?
Now, how about safety? They were careful about to make sure that you weren't hurt, or...
No, it was an easy thing. You just put the thing over nothing hard, no.
No.
Oh, and then I worked with the powder puffs. Working those, yeah. You take the puff, because one girl she sews. We have to turn the puff to put on the right side, and we got like a pick, but it's not pointed. You point that in there, and there's a lining in there. You know the powder puff is
satin, like a satin.
A powder puff for like makeup?
Yeah. So you put that in there. I worked there.
They had a whole mill that made powder puffs?
Mm-hmm. And I worked across the street with the chips.
Was it Salvo?
Yeah, I was trying to forget him. Yeah.
They used to come to the houses and bring tins of chips.
Oh, well, that I wouldn't know. I didn't go,
Also, you worked there.
Where was that? Where was that chip? South Main Street.
Yeah, before Charles Street. And one time I get my check. You know, they had a check then for my pay. And I looked at that and I said, ooh, I said, something wrong here. There's too much, you know. But there was a girl watching me all the time because I knew later on. She must have said she works hard and she did that. She told the boss. The boss gave me a little bit of
extra. Yeah. That was nice.
And so I went to him and I said to him, I made on purpose to go. So I said, you gave me too much. I said, you know, I think it's about three times I said it, you know, you gave me too much. He looks at me, says, have you got enough? Then I woke up and I said to myself, you know, he wants me. I says, yeah. So he looks at me, so I thanked him, you know.
That was
5 cents an hour more. 5 cents. Big deal.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah?
So do you remember what you made a week or?
$15.
$15 every week. And you went every day, 5 days?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now, yeah. How about the rents in those days? What kind of rents did you pay? Or did you own your own home, or did you pay rent?
No, we were paying rent because his mother and father owned it.
Oh, so you paid it
to
them.
And then they had the first floor, second floor, and my husband's second floor was a sister. So it was the mother, the sister, and then upstairs it had rooms where they put different things. So they cleared that all up, and my husband was a carpenter too, so they cleaned all up on the third floor. That's where he put me.
So that was nice. It was all family in the house. So when you worked at the potato chip factory and the powder puff, did you take your lunch then? Did you take a lunch pail, or did you eat at home? Or did you buy it there?
No, we didn't buy things. We had no money, you know what I mean? So I don't remember. I guess it was the hours are different. That's why when I started at 6 to 12, I go home at 12. So I didn't have to bring a lunch.
So you could eat at home.
And then the other one started earlier, but I guess I ate before I left. Yeah, nothing. I ate at home. Yeah.
Did you do a lot of cooking like that? Did you make meals in advance?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I only had her, so.
You probably made gâteau. Did you make gâteau?
Oh, yeah. The carton, yeah.
Takes a long time to make that.
Yeah. Oh, I had.
My father loved that. And, and meat pie? Did you make meat pie?
Oh,
no, I wasn't good at pies, but cakes. I was always making cakes for this one, that one. And then when my husband's brother come out from the army, I made him a cake. And I decorated with little flags and this and that. But then when I met her husband, he had a bakery. So I didn't make no more cake. I used to take his. I didn't make no more.
So you stopped working when you were ready to have Doris? Is that when you stopped working at the mill?
Yeah, I didn't, yeah. Yeah.
And then you didn't go back?
Quite a while. I was folding... I think it was the shirts I was folding.
Oh, Shelburne shirts?
Yeah. I was working there. Yeah, I had to fold that certain size, you know. Yeah.
So that's what you did at Shelburne. You folded the shirts to put into the bag.
Yeah, we had to fold that a certain size, you know, and all that. Yeah, I didn't know long. If I didn't know I was going to have this, I would have wrote it down in a book.
You're doing great.
Do you remember Social Security coming in 1935? I think, and you had to put your money into the Social Security fund.
I must have. That I don't remember. I can't say because I don't remember.
So then you got a pension when you retired. Did you get a pension?
No.
She didn't work long enough.
No.
No.
Probably.
Where was Doris born? In the house.
In the house. In the house. They didn't have any hospitals then. Later on, then they'd go to the hospital to have their baby. But not in my time.
Did you have a nurse there that day?
Oh, yeah.
Or your mother was with you?
Yeah. I mean, I had a nurse. When I was having her, I was on Kilburn Street, I was on the third floor. She done all the work. So she calls the doctor. It's about, you know, she's doing this, blah, 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 blah. So after she gets through with him, he told her, well, it's not time yet. A little bit, you know, so he waited. She done all the work, and then he gets three.
He got paid.
And she gets all the work. You can't win with them. So she was on third floor, and it was hot. Somebody was there, and they opened the window. I had no air conditioning then, huh?
So do you remember the Depression?
Oh, yeah, I was in it.
Right, you lived through it.
I used to go to the store and get some. We had to go and get some butter, but you had to stay in line, you know. It was very, very rare, the butter and the coffee and this and that. I stay in line to get it, you know. And so I go, I think it starts with an F, was on Main Street.
First National.
Yeah. That's why I went, because it was on Kilburn Street. And I went and see, the girl said, go see the man in the back. So when I went to see that, he says, "You're going to work, or you're going to shop?" I says, "Yeah." When you're all done shopping, says, "Come over." When I came over, he had a pound of butter in a bag. So I went, you know, the cash, and she, yeah.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah.
So you had to stand in line for all that.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
And then I went and I bought. You never know. I bought some horse meat, but I took the best part of the horse. I didn't know how good everything was, but I did. I had to, you know, yeah.
If that's all you had, then...
Yeah. So when my mother had it, oh my God, she said, that was so good. You know, so when I told her what it was, oh my God. Oh, wow. And I said, yeah, but I took the best part of the horse.
How many times did you do that? You're buying horse meat.
That was the only time.
Okay.
The horse. I let go of the horse.
Your mother didn't want you buying horse meat all the time. You were lucky.
I just had one. Oh, what a life. You know, when you talk about all those things from way, way back, you know, and people today, and like the kids are so smart today, but compared to us, we had nothing, we didn't go nowhere. I never complained, you know, no.
Now, how about the hurricane? Do you remember the hurricane of 1928, or do you remember any of the hurricanes when you were younger?
You were in Kilburn.
Yeah, we had to be up there, yeah.
1938.
Oh, wait a while, yeah.
But he had to walk home during a storm.
Yeah.
Because they walked.
Yeah. Everything, yeah. And they had to put something in the window, you know, so it wouldn't break because we were in front of that mill.
The bricks were flying from the chimneys. It must have been the chimneys
and
falling
the rocks
down.
Too, from the roof.
I know it was.
I'm going to jump back a little bit to the 20s, you know, and back to the Depression. Was everybody working in your house during the Depression? Was there a lot of unemployment?
I know my husband was, but I don't know. The others must have been too, yeah. Because that's a long time ago,
Mom,
yeah.
Was your father working in the 20s? You weren't married then.
I wouldn't remember that. That's way back, yeah.
So do you remember when you got your first car? Do you remember when...
Oh,
after
yeah.
you were married, I'm sure.
I was 42.
Really?
I was 42. It's not like today. They're 17 and they're on the road. And then the first thing you know, they're underneath the road. No, but my husband one time, I never asked for anything. So one day he says, if I buy a car, he says, would you learn how to drive? I look at him, I said, where'd that come from? I never asked for that. Well, I said, okay. So I learned how to drive, and I got a car. He got me a car. It was green and beige.
Really?
I still remember, yeah.
Now, do you remember anything about the war? Do you have any memories about that?
No, not that we didn't have no border or this or that.
Just that you had to stand in line.
Yeah, we had some that went in the war. That was my brother.
Do you remember when the day that Pearl Harbor happened? A lot of people remember that. They listened to it on the radio.
I must have, because my husband must have put the, you know, yeah, I must have.
Yeah, but the streets were busy. We went out in the truck.
Yeah.
My father had a truck. We went around town. Everybody was celebrating. That was the end of the war.
The end of the war.
Yeah, the end of the war. Everybody was celebrating. Everybody was out.
Now, Dara said that your husband built this house.
He was smart. He's lucky he got me. He was very smart. He didn't like school. And his mother would go to the fence and talk to him at recess. Then she'd go back home. But he made himself, you know, he went to night school and this and that. I say she's smart, just like her father. Yeah.
Where did he go to school?
In the South End there.
Benjamin Street, there was a school there.
Benjamin Street.
No. It was on a side
street. No, they made houses there.
Yeah.
So at noontime, he didn't like school, so at noontime, his mother used to go to the fence, you know, and talk to him a little bit, and then she'd go home. But later on, he made himself, you know.
Look at how well he did.
So he used to work in the mill, and then he changed jobs. He went into carpentry, and then... After the war, he built this house. He's
built
this beautiful house.
Did he work for a contractor?
No, he was Rose Street Brothers and
Sons. He was a contractor.
Yeah.
Oh, so
unless maybe somebody.
Your father built a lot of houses.
He bought a lot. He made a lot.
So he was a well-known businessman. That's wonderful.
I know because, you know, tell somebody about a certain thing. Word of mouth, okay? And a lot of people there, he done a job. So the people said, they say, who done it? So then he get that job, then he get that job, word of mouth. Yeah, he done all right.
I'm just going to go back a little bit and go back to things that came about during all these years. The radio, when did you get your first radio?
We were on Kilburn Street, that's a long time ago.
So you were married? You were married already?
Yeah.
You didn't have a radio growing up?
We had one of these, you know, the
Phonograph?
Phonographs, yeah. We had one of those.
And you had to crank
it? That's what we had. And then after the TV came, he bought one. That was Mason's
furniture.
And it was black and white. And it was only about this big. That, you know, the picture? That big. That wasn't big. And then when the other one come out, we still went to Mason, and he got a colored one.
How about the telephone?
Oh.
When did the telephone come in?
I don't know, but we were four on it.
Four families on it?
At least three, four, yeah.
That's a real party line.
Yeah. My husband had his business, and in the morning he wanted to call for some material. That woman was always on the phone. He says, every time I take it, he says, I can never get it. She's always there. She wasn't going to work, so she should have been in bed. But anyway, so see, that's a long time, huh?
So you were already married to get a telephone.
Yeah.
And then you were married when you got the car. You grew up near Eastern Avenue.
Yeah.
You went to Kilburn Street.
Right.
And then back.
Back over
back
here.
Back to the East End.
Yeah. East End.
And back to the parish, back to Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Now, when you were down in the Kilburn Street area, you had to go to St. Anne's, maybe? St. Anne's Church?
When you were on Kilburn Street, we went to where? You remember?
Well,
Bless the Sacrament.
And then came back to the East End.
Yeah.
And back to
Notre Dame.
Back to Notre Dame.
Not there now.
You sang in the choir? Dara said you sang in the choir.
Is that what I call it?
No, it's not what you call it.
No, I used to sing in the chorus.
The chorus?
Yeah, I used to sing in the choir. Yeah. I did a lot of things. I modeled a coat one time, and it was pink. And after the thing, the program was done, I bought it. You know, it was selling it. I bought that pink thing, you know. So then, well, we walked down the aisle, and I was Lydia, and Doris was a Blessed Mother.
Really?
So we went down the aisle. Now, I says, when they told me, he said, you want to be, I said, can I smile? They says, yeah, you can smile. I used to have the purple material, and I always smiled. He says, yeah, otherwise, he said, we wouldn't give you the job. But you see, it's just a little thing. I could never make the Blessed Mother. I would laugh too much, you know. She's more serious than I am. I'm cuckoo, so they gave me the other one.
Seems like you had a lot of fun.
All the time.
Seems like
you got any advice for us, Eva? Any advice that you can give us that's going to keep us as beautiful when we're 99 years old?
As happy as you, as pleasant as you.
I wish you all of that.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
I like your company.
This is wonderful. This has been wonderful. You've got a wonderful memory.
Not all of it, but some of it.
Okay, well, I'm just going to close, and I thank you again. And
thank you. Yeah. That wasn't bad.